This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. The Lok Sabha has passed the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025, negating the amendments moved by opposition. The bill was cleared by the House with 288 members who voted in favour of it, while 232 members voted against the bill. The lower house held discussion over the bill for over 12 hours till late night. The Waqf Amendment Bill 2025 aims to streamline the management of Waqf properties with provisions to safeguard heritage sites and promote social welfare. The legislation also aims to improve governance by enhancing transparency in property management, streamlining coordination between Waqf boards and local authorities, and protecting stakeholders' rights. The bill also seeks to improve the economic and social status of Muslim women, particularly widows and divorced women. The bill aims at making the Waqf board more inclusive, having representation from different Muslim sects for better Waqf governance and decision-making. Replying to a debate on the bill, Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said, "Such assumption that non-Muslims will interfere in the Waqf board dealings is wrong." He said, "India is safest country for the minorities." Rejecting the allegation levelled by opposition of government being anti-minority, he said, "Narendra Modi government has taken care of even the smallest minority communities like the Parsis." Responding to the allegations of opposition members who termed the bill unconstitutional, the minister said the opposition members have not been able to give any reason behind it.
ये जो वक्त में यूजर चलते फिरते में कोई कहता है कि एक जमाने में यहाँ मेरा बाप दादा या उस जमाने में ये जमीन को ऐसा इस्तेमाल करता था अगर वक्फ बोर्ड कहने पर उस जमीन को उस जगह को वक्फ डिक्लेयर कर देता है तो ये कैसे हम मान सकता है कोई प्रमाणित रूप से अगर कहे कि ये उस समय वक्फ के लिए इस्तेमाल किया गया था सर्टिफिकेट दिखाइए कोई डॉक्यूमेंट दिखाइए तो फिर इसको वक्फ डिक्लेयर किया जा सकता है.
Earlier in the day, moving the bill, the minister said it has nothing to do with the religious practice of Muslims and it only deals with the properties related to Waqf boards. Responding to opposition, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said the bill has been brought after detailed deliberations by the Joint Parliamentary Committee as approved by the Cabinet. Initiating the discussion, Gaurav Gogoi of Congress accused the government of misleading the people on this bill. He said this bill is against the Constitution. Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party alleged that this bill has been brought by the government to hide its failure related to price rise, unemployment, demonetization and other issues. TMC MP Kalyan Banerjee termed the proposed legislation as misconceived, irrational and arbitrary. A. Raja of DMK termed the legislation as unconstitutional and anti-minority. Participating in the discussion, Ravi Shankar Prasad of BJP accused the opposition of selective quoting of the constitution during the debate. Krishna Prasad Teneti of TDP supported the bill. JDU leader and Union Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh Lallan said since the beginning of the discussion, attempts have been made to create an atmosphere as if the bill is anti-Muslim. He said the bill is not anti-Muslim at all. Intervening in the debate, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said no non-Muslim will come into the Waqf. He said there is no such provision to include any non-Muslim among those who manage the religious institutions. Mr. Shah said this is a huge misconception that this bill will interfere with the religious conduct of Muslims and interfere with the property donated by them.
सदन के माध्यम से देश भर के मुसलमान भाइयों बहनों को कहना चाहता हूँ आपके वक्फ में एक भी नॉन मुस्लिम नहीं आएगा ये एक्ट में ऐसा कोई प्रावधान नहीं मगर जो वक्फ बोर्ड है और वक्फ परिषद है उसका काम क्या है वक्फ की संपत्तियां मान्यवर बेच खाने वाले लोगों को पकड़कर इसके बाहर निकाल.
The Lok Sabha adopted a statutory resolution confirming imposition of president's rule in Manipur. The House held a brief discussion on the resolution in which Shashi Tharoor of Congress, Lalji Verma of SP, Arvind Sawant of Shiv Sena UBT, Sayoni Ghosh of TMC and others spoke on the resolution and raised the issue of violence in the state and the hardships faced by the people there. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day visit to Thailand this morning to participate in the 6th BIMSTEC summit. This will be the Prime Minister's third visit to Thailand after 2019 and 2016. US President Donald Trump has announced reciprocal tariffs on several countries, which will be charged 26% of its imports. In a press conference at the Rose Garden in the White House, Mr. Trump said the tariffs will not be fully reciprocal and the US will charge countries around half of the levies they put on Washington. In IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 8 wickets at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.